Welcome to Day 13. Today, we listen to Bhagavan Baba's message in Satya Sai Speaks, Volume 23, Chapter 13, Two Functions of the Tongue. Control of the senses should be one of the primary aims of students. More than the sense organs, the sensory perceptions are powerful. They are sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. Among the sense organs, the most important one is the mouth, or tongue, with its power of speech. If one can conquer the tongue, he will be the master of all the other senses. The tongue has two functions, speaking and eating. Whoever is able to master these two faculties will be able to raise himself to the level of the divine. When the tongue becomes silent, the mind begins to talk. To control the mind's talk, the buddhi, intellect or intelligence has to be awakened. Then, one should strive to turn the intellect or intelligence towards the Atma, the Divine. True spiritual striving consists in turning the tongue towards the mind towards the intellect, and the intellect towards the Atma. Although this royal road is available to man, he chooses to immerse himself in worldly pleasures and becomes submerged in sorrow. Now, let us begin our meditation. Please sit up tall and comfortably. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and relax. Begin to observe the inflow and outflow of your breath. On every inhale, breathe in love. And on every exhale, breathe of fear. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to become more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts or sensations in your body or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to breathing by mentally repeating Swami's message, love all, serve all. Continue with your meditation. At the end, you will hear the ringing of a soft bell.